Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 52 of Geek Out with Pebbles. I'm Pebbles, of course, obviously.
I don't believe you.
Hey, Aaron. What's up? So we got Steve and Aaron with us, too.
I think you're a clone of Pebbles.
No, I'm not. I'm not a clone. Who knows? All right. So, we're going to be doing a couple spoiler-free movie reviews of The Incredibles 2 and Jurassic World. The reason I'm keeping Incredibles 2 spoiler-free as well, no, is because I know a lot of people that still haven't seen it. Hell, it took me, like, I only just saw it on Saturday. And, like, I still know a lot of people that haven't seen The Incredibles 2. So we're keeping these reviews spoiler-free until next Monday, where we'll do spoilers galore. But,
I have not seen
The
Incredibles 2.
What?
Dinosaur DNA.
I did not see The Incredibles 2 yet.
Yeah. I saw it. Did you guys see it?
I have not seen it. In fact, I only just saw The Incredibles 1, maybe about a month ago.
Okay.
How dare
you? We'll talk about that. But first, it's come to my attention that Steve has also seen a movie in 4D, 3D. I saw Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom yesterday in 4D, 3D. And we apparently have had two different experiences with 4D.
Did you get to touch the dinosaur?
Oh my god, I wish. I wish I got to touch the dinosaur.
That'll be 5D. What? That'll be 5D.
That would be 5D, exactly.
Start games on motorcycle.
Fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference right there.
Wow, that was awful. You should be ashamed of yourself for that reference.
Okay, we're not even going to get into Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds with this fucking, like, circular motorcycles and shit like that. We're
anyway.
Not talking about that. We're talking about 4D. So I've never
4D.
Seen a movie in 4D. So this is like a first for me. And
the only thing
holy
I've seen in 4D
shit.
Was Shrek. The ride.
Okay, yeah, okay. I've done those things that like they have them at amusement parks and shit. Right? That's the type you're talking about, right?
Yeah, did they spray you and, like, put smells?
Yeah, and, like, it's, yeah. So that's kind of what this is, only it's, like, not just a ride. This is, like, the entire movie and shit, like.
If you've ever been to, like, one of those mall things where they've got the little, like, shuttle-like thing that kind of jerks you all around, it's kind of similar to everybody knows what I'm talking about. Everybody's seen one. It's kind of similar to that, except your chair moves around and, like, you know, they'll poke you in your chair, like, bump and, like, they'll throw, like, mist in your face or, like, they'll throw scents up into the air and things like that.
Yeah. So
I don't live anywhere close to the cool stuff. I'm sad.
Dude, I had to go into Times Square for this. Like, I had to go into the city for this one. But, so, I really enjoyed it. I liked it. I thought, I did not realize how much in need I was in for a good back massage until the movie was over.
What did the dinosaurs smell like?
It wasn't
like
that. They didn't do like the odor thing with the dinosaurs. They did it like
bastard.
They did it with like
bar.
They didn't do the odor that much. They did it really more with like when you had like a scene of like the woods or the jungle.
Mm.
on the island, and like when there wasn't any rain, so that's when they would like hit you with the scent. So it would just smell like kind of weird, like what the hell. It wasn't a good smell. Like, it was like, it was a gross smell.
Okay.
And
so, I'm gonna go ahead with just what I experienced in Black Panther. This was, of course, months ago, but I also had to go to a different theater than I normally would. I'd go see it in 4D. It was in Randolph, which is about 18 miles or so from here. It's a pretty big theater, but it was very interesting because, like I said, they kind of throw your seat around a lot as well, but especially like during T'Challa's fight scene, that was actually really good for they throw you around and you know, when T'Challa would get knocked into the wand, they spray you with mist. But the most interesting thing out of that movie in 4D was whenever they were showing the that flower, the stuff they make the super juice out of.
Yeah.
That's when they would bring up the smell, and it smelled like this like blueberry grapey kind of smell. It smelled really good.
Interesting.
And so I was watching it with a buddy of mine, and you know, so the first time they put up this smell, we kind of like looked at each other real quick, and we're like, oh yeah, that smells good, and we're like, yeah, it smells like some like blueberry kush. And so like this became like the butt of it. This became like, it's like, you know, a self-contained meme between the two of us. Where it's just like that blueberry kush, though. And what was really interesting is as we were leaving the theater, you know, we were hitting the bathroom, as everybody does when they leave the theater.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I got, you know, we're just talking. And I'm like, you know, that blueberry kush, though. And I say this, you know, out loud. And I figured, like, nobody else is going to know what I'm talking about. And then, like, this guy behind me starts laughing. And I was like, see, this guy even knows what I'm talking about. He's like, yeah. And he's got this big grin on his face. And he's like, this dude knows exactly what I'm talking about. He's like, you was just in Black Panther. He's like, yeah, it was. So yeah, that was the whole experience, and that was my experience with 4D and Black Panther.
Okay, so mine was a bit different, and without really giving anything away from the movie, same thing where the seats would move and stuff like that, and they'd spray you with water or like mist whenever like it would be raining or anything like that, or anything like that in the movie. And I think probably the part that I liked and is seen in all the trailers where they're where the dinosaurs are all running from the smoke and the lava and jumping off the cliff. And then they all hit the water. That part was that part was pretty intense with like the pounding of the seats.
Yeah,
like,
it's bad.
Because basically like with every step a dinosaur made, you just would be like, boom, you just get like a pound. So this is why I said I did not realize how much I needed a back massage before I saw this in 4D. So seriously, if you guys like, if you need a back massage, like just like cough up the the extra money to see a movie in 4D. And you'll get a back massage for 2 hours.
See, what? Now I have a question, Darcy.
What?
When we were seeing Black Panther, our seats also, like, the actual, you know, seat itself, not the backrest, the seat we put on, was poking me and stuff. Does that ever happen to you?
You mean, like, the bottom of the seat? Like, the part your butt's sitting on?
Yes, the part your butt's sitting on.
That really didn't do anything. It was really the back part of the seat. And then everything else was moving.
Because, like, in mine, even our, you know, seats, the part that you put your butt on, even though that was poking us in the butt, I'm like, damn, this shit's getting better. So, you know, if I knew these, I would have brought some lube.
You see, the amount of shit my friends were saying during the movie, like, if any of that had happened, they would have voiced it. They would have said something if, like, any of them was getting poked in the ass. So, like...
No, she was like, she's getting personal.
But... I definitely want to see a movie in 4D again. So it was a lot of fun.
It's an
experience.
The My Hero Academia movie. That way you can smell Bakugo.
Oh yeah. Just like smell of nitroglycerin. Basically, that's what Bakugo smells like, probably. But
Bakugo sounds like anger and explosions.
That is what he is. Oh, I went bowling the other day. I went bowling Saturday night for the first time in a long time. And they were showing Toonami. So we get to the bowling alley and they're playing Dragon Ball they have Dragon Ball Z Kai on. And then after that, we're watching an episode of My Hero Academia. And it's the episode from season one where Bakugo and Deku fight for the first time of the... when they first all have their hero suits on.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was like, I was like, yeah, this is one of my favorite episodes because it has all the flashbacks to Bakugo as a kid, and he's so adorable as a kid.
If that's what you want to call it.
Yes. All right.
So
that's what I call it.
Like, I'm sorry. So it looks like the season's going to be ending for My Hero Academia. We are going to be getting the My Hero Academia movie. I don't know if they're going to simulcast that or if they're going to, like, we might see it, like, subtitled in the theaters probably maybe fall or the winter.
I don't know if I want to wait that long.
It depends when it comes out in Japan.
That's true.
I don't know when it's coming out in Japan exactly. But, you know, then they got to get the license forward and get some official subtitles on it and work with the, with the theaters to actually get some dates for it and shit. So,
That's really true.
That's usually how things work with a lot of anime movies. But they've actually been so good now because, like, we're getting so many anime movies coming in, you know, stateside into the actual theaters. Like, I just watched Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Feel, a couple weeks ago in the theaters with a couple of buddies of mine, and that's a three-part movie. Or rather, it was going to be three movies.
Yeah.
Trilogy.
All right, so on to the Incredibles 2 review. Like I said, guys, I'm keeping this spoiler-free, so it's not going to be a long review, but definitely fucking amazing. Seriously, worth, like, fucking waiting 15 years or like, however long it's been. It's been a really long time. 14 years.
It was supposed to be 15, but they had issues with Toy Story 4.
That's not even gonna... That's not a thing that's happening. I don't acknowledge that movie.
I heard Toy Story 4 is not even gonna have the kid in it.
It's not. That's why it's not happening. So I don't acknowledge it as a movie.
Hold on, what?
It's not gonna have Andy in it.
Oh.
Because Andy grew up at the end of the third movie, and he passed on the toys to the little girl.
Andy passed on. He was in a horrible car accident.
No. Yes.
That's cruel.
Yes. That's what happened. All right? So yeah. There's no point in watching Toy Story 4, okay, people? End of story.
Wow. That was cold. Fancy reconfirmed.
All right. So The Incredibles 2, seriously, like, this really, like, it made me so happy. It's pretty much, like, there's really, like, one of the things I really liked about this is that, like, there's no time gaps at all. Like, it literally just takes place right where The Incredibles ended, and
it's like you've been in a 15-year coma, and you woke up, and nothing changed.
Exactly, and it's just like, oh, what did I miss? Oh, nothing. Okay, cool. So, yeah. So literally, just like, I like that it didn't jump around. There's no like, there's no gaps in time. It just resumes where they ended, and. I think my favorite character is Jack-Jack in The Incredibles 2, and you when you see it, you guys will understand why Jack-Jack, baby Jack-Jack, is the best. And
rumor has it he has power.
Yeah, that's a rumor
unlimited cosmic powers.
That was a rumor that was confirmed in the first movie, but
hey, no spoiling.
It's not a spoiler, but it was confirmed in the first movie. I can't spoil anything that people already know.
You can't spoil something that happened 14 years ago.
Exactly. Like,
Bruce Willis,
like,
was born at the end of Suspense.
Like, if you get spoiled by something from a movie that you haven't, if you have 14 years to see, it's your fault. So, like, if I hadn't seen The Incredibles 1 a month ago and you spoiled it for me, I would have been like, well, that's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I still pretty well thank you for spoilers, though.
So it has a pretty good villain in this movie, in The Incredibles 2. It's a interesting villain, just all around pretty fucking like evil mastermind with the whole idea of behind the villain and. Everything, like I said, I'm not doing any spoilers, so. And
how would you rate this villain versus Syndrome?
Oh man, it's been a while since I have even thought about Syndrome. Oh, let's see. I mean, Syndrome was pretty fucked up in the head. Like, he was all kinds of messed up. I mean, I have to say this new villain a little bit better than Syndrome. And just because of the reach that this villain ends up being able to have. So, yeah, I think on a larger scale, the villain in Incredibles 2 is better than Syndrome. Yeah. Well, that's what I think. And let's see, what else can I say? So, like, with every Disney movie, it's got the animated short. This one was definitely on, like, the interesting side. I don't know if it's, how to really explain it, but, I think it was using food as an analogy for family. It was weird. This is, the short film that came on before The Incredibles 2 started.
So from what I've seen in the trailers, I think I got a pretty good idea on who the villain is in the second one. Please let me know if I'm right. Is it Common Core Man?
Ha! I wish. Fuck Common Core.
I never had to be Common Core.
Common Core Math is the actual villain in Incredibles 2.
Common Core Math is the villain to, like, all of us. Like, what the hell? Like, it makes no sense. It's not how you do math. So, yeah, no, it's not
Common,
Common Core. It's not the villain. What?
Common Core Math was written by someone who's neither a mathematician nor a teacher.
Common Core was probably made up by someone that, like, just doesn't
wanted
know what the wanted to fuck with everyone.
Math.
And be like, yeah.
Someone who doesn't know math.
Most likely. But yeah, all in all, go see The Incredibles 2. It's worth it. For that 14-year wait, and I want to see it again. And next week we'll have a longer review, including all the damn spoilers we can talk about. Like I said, I'm being nice this week. So yay, spoilers next week! Woohoo! So yeah, go see The Incredibles 2. And so, I mean, I didn't really do, like, the spoiler-free review of Jurassic World. Just mainly was talking about the 4D part of it. I liked it. I have to say, I've heard some people didn't like it. And, like, I've heard some, like, mixed feelings about it.
Very mixed on it. It's not one of my absolute favorites. Currently, it ranks below the TV version of Lost World, but it is above the theatrical Lost World, the Jurassic Park 3, and definitely the first Jurassic World.
Okay. My rating, a bit different than that. It definitely, is not my favorite of the Jurassic movies. I have to say that that still goes to a tie between the first Jurassic Park and Jurassic World. They're pretty much tied for first in my favorites of the Jurassic movies. But this, I would say, is probably third place above it. But yeah, it, like I said, I really liked it, but I did have like some mixed feelings about it. One of the things I did like, I liked that it had a bit more pure horror in it that you would see in the from Jurassic Park, from the first movie. And I like that. I kind of appreciated that they had it more like that. And let's see. I liked a lot of the homages also to the first movie and a bunch of other things. And
I liked a lot of the homages to the second movie.
That too, yeah. I did have my friends laughed at me because of my reaction to a certain iconic symbol, and you probably know what I'm talking about. When something happened to a certain like iconic symbol from the original movies, and but like I was like, what are you like freaking out about? And I was like, it's. You don't understand. So yeah, they laughed at me. It was sad, wasn't it? It was really sad. And so yeah, it like it was sad, and like I was not happy to see that happen. I was like, no, what the hell? Not okay. And let's see, what else?
I'm gonna go ahead and give my thing now.
Go for it, yeah.
So I saw it yesterday as well, and I loved it, honestly. There was nothing that I would really change about it, honestly. I thought it was great. I thought it was a wonderful sequel that I hadn't really seen coming. So that was pretty cool. I was really pleasantly surprised here when there was going to be, you know, Jurassic World sequel. I was like, oh, yeah, that would be cool. And it definitely didn't disappoint at all for me. I loved it. I loved the concept of it. I loved the bad guys of this. I love the fact that, you know, they made a new villain. I love the fact that...
yeah, because clearly they never learn.
Yeah,
like, seriously, they legit, they never learn. Like, stop making new shit.
Yeah,
seriously, just learn your lesson already.
The cat's already out of the bag, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But really, like, there was a specific scene that I really, really liked, with a certain, grinning dinosaur.
All right, text me, what it was. I think I know what you're talking about. Oh. Yeah, oh my god. The scene where
the scene with the thing and the thing and the other thing.
We're,
but we can't talk. It's spoilers.
No, we can't talk about it till next week. But basically, like it's just like
somebody gets their just desserts. And
exactly.
When you see it happening, you're gonna be like, "Wow, you fucked up."
Exactly. That was funny. I was like, the minute that scene started when he walked,
the spoilers. You don't want to say nothing.
End well. This ain't gonna end well. Like, I already know this. But yeah. But we will talk all about that in more detail next week. All in all, I did really enjoy it despite having some of the mixed feelings. I did really enjoy it. It was a good movie. I'll see it again. Yeah.
I'm not gonna. Movies coming out to watch that are
I know.
Another movie. It's like they're just like the moment you get done with like one movie, it's like, oh shit,
there's another one coming out next week. Yeah.
Another one coming out. So I got into a bit of a fun argument, as it were, with some of my coworkers, with the majority of my coworkers, honestly.
Okay.
You'll probably vehemently disagree with me too, and that's fine.
Alright.
Frozen is better than The Incredibles.
What?
Frozen is better than The Incredibles.
Okay, you see, I don't know if I can really put those two in the same category of a movie.
Disney animated movies with superpowers.
But one is a Disney princess movie. The other is a Disney Pixar movie.
I feel like I
can't really compare a Disney princess movie to another Disney animated movie that's a hit, because of the fact that like
the
Disney princess movies are like a genre of their own.
You can compare it to any other Disney princess movie. I say anything is comparable, but, you know, that's all in the eye of the beholder.
Well, this is just my opinion. This is how I see it. I don't think I could compare the two of them because there's too many differences the movies. You can't. What were you saying?
That's what I mean by eye of the beholder. It literally means everybody has their own opinion. Everybody sees their own way.
Yes, so, I mean, I'm not going to argue with people against that. I'll just say, this is how I feel.
It was just a fun little thing. And, they were kind of like, oh, well, Frozen wasn't even that good. I'm like, don't you don't go talking shit about my In the Closet ice cream.
I didn't like Frozen that much.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I'm
okay, so I know we talked a little bit about My Hero Academia, but I just wanted to mention that like yesterday's episode, because I'm reading the manga, so I'm like ahead of people. I'm ahead of the manga of the anime. Oh, I was so happy to finally see Bakugo's mom make her appearance.
Bakugo's mom.
Bakugo's mom just, so fucking hilarious.
Bakugo's mom's got it going on.
Actually, I think that's Jiro's mom's got. According to Aaron, Jiro's mom's got it going on, right?
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, no. I've been waiting for them to animate Bakugo's mom. Cause she's got his same attitude. It's just really funny to see like the two of them interacting. It's like he calls her old hag and she just smacks him upside the head and calls him a brat. So it's like, what the hell? Like,
I feel bad for Baku Dad.
Yo, Baku Dad just like has to just deal with it. He's just like, yeah. I'm just the voice of reason that they never listen to. This is basically what Baku Dad is. But yeah, they're ending season 3 after next week's episode, right?
Or 52? I believe they should be episode 52.
Because it feels like season 2, where it was split into two separate arcs for 26 episodes.
Maybe.
Next week is the dorm episode.
Yeah.
So, what's kind of interesting, though, at least with My Hero Academia, is they're not treating it like they would with, like, Naruto and Bleach and long shows previously, in the fact that they, instead of just like, you know, we're just gonna slap some filler in, you know, and you'll get, you know, the real shit, you know, eventually. They're just gonna be like, okay, we're stopping this right now, you know, we'll pick up later on, and the manga will have more time to catch up.
Yeah.
So a hard ending is actually a really good thing for the series, and it may even help it in the long run, I think. Just to say, like, okay, you know, instead of putting in fillers, we're just gonna give you all canon content all the time, but we're gonna split up the seasons, you know. Like we are doing right now.
Yeah. No, I can see that. I understand that. I don't have that much of a problem of them ending it with a few episodes because with basically what you just said, it just I mean, as much as I would love to have it keep going for more, I do understand them, like, kind of ending after, like, a huge thing and then just letting it just put the filler episodes in or whatever they move into the dorm. Sure. Yeah.
Instead of doing, like, huge amounts of filler episodes.
Yeah.
Instead, they put hard endings into seasons, and then, one, it lets the manga get ahead, and two, you know, they're not spending all kinds of money on something that won't sell.
Exactly.
I think it's a really good approach for My Hero Academia, because I don't think My Hero Academia could survive filler seasons.
Not to say
that it's not a great show, but I think My Hero Academia really needs to stay on point and on story in order to stay good.
Yeah, so it makes sense to let the manga
get
ahead. Yeah.
Like, I don't know how far the manga is ahead right now. That's maybe you could tell us that. About that, but
I'm not completely caught up with the manga. I'm still
okay.
a good amount behind, but I am ahead of where the anime is right now.
This
like
would be
how far
a great spot for a spin-off series.
What?
Because they've got the spin-off manga with the one vigilante
mm-hmm.
who just beats ass.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any power, he just beats ass.
Just
and
beats
I think
ass.
This would be a great spot for some of that.
That could be interesting for, you know, something like that. Like, you know how we have Sword Art Online Alternative?
Mm-hmm.
Which actually turned out to be way better than I ever thought it would be.
Because it got rid of the one thing that was dragging the show down.
Here it is.
Captain I Can Do It All.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally Sword Art Online, but with good writing. That's literally, like, the best way to describe it. It's like, holy shit, this is actually, like, worth watching. It's so, like, refreshing.
Yeah. Let's see. Trying to see where I am in the manga.
That, and of course, Len is just, like, the cutest thing ever. I don't know if you've seen the main character.
What?
The Sword Art Online Alternative?
No, not yet. I can't stand Sword Art Online, so it's not really something that I decided to pay attention to.
You should watch Sword Art Online Alternative because it's actually really good and it's got none of the writing problems that the original has. It's like if you take the world building and you take that good world building and you put good story behind it and good character building. You know, none of the characters are like overly broken. None of the characters are stupid. The story is worth paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as far as, like, all the problems that Sword Art Online had, you know, essentially Kirito and crew, mostly Kirito, you know, being essentially a Gary Sue, that's the main character, that's the main character's avatar, she's known as the Pink Devil. I sent you an
mm-hmm.
image on
Facebook. Okay. All right.
She actually is super tall in real life, and so the beginning episode, she's like literally shuffling through MMOs because apparently you don't get a choice in your avatar; it's all random. So, like, she's just all shuffling through MMOs to find, like, a cute avatar. And she finally lands in Gungale Online. And, you know, she's this short, cute little girl. And she's like, oh my god, I'm cute!
Okay.
Her weapon of choice is a P90. It's a submachine gun. So it's this little rapid fire thing. And so she ends up getting the nickname Pink Devil because apparently the desert sands are pink. And so while she was out training, what happened was a group of, other group of players came up behind her. And she's like, oh, I don't want to die. And so she's like hiding. And, like, she's, like, literally just, like, hiding on the sand. It's, like, but because the sand is pink and, like, she changed all of her clothes and her gun to pink. Like, she blended in perfectly. And so what ends up happening is she ambushes these guys with her P90 and she just shoots them down. And so, like, she ends up gaining this reputation because she can, like, blend in so well with the, with the sand, and then on top of that, she uses pink smoke grenades.
All right, Maybe I'll check it out.
It's actually really worth watching. It's adorable, it's funny, and it's got great story writing, and it really, like, I've been, like, hooked on this ever since, like, it came out. It's fantastic.
Okay. I might check it out.
You definitely should. All right.
All right, so I've been working on one of my props today, and I gotta say, paper mache, yo, I've not done paper mache since like elementary school. So it's a lot like messier than I remember that shit. Also, I forgot how long it like takes to dry.
I see you're doing another One Piece cosplay.
I am. I have two One Piece cosplays planned for the future.
There's a cosplay that I want to do, but the commission would be very expensive, I think.
What's the cosplay?
It's from my mobile game, State Grand Order. It's a character that we just released. Sakata Kentoki in his rider form.
Can you send me a picture?
It's actually a picture right now.
Oh, that looks really cool.
Doesn't it though?
Yeah.
Actually,
I'm making two cosplays for my friend.
The funny thing is that he actually came into one of the events, two events ago, as a Berserker class character, and like he kind of was like really kind of like, he's like really like this kind of like loud and obnoxious kind of character, but he's just kind of just like, he kind of just grows on you in a way, and so like by the time he came around again as Ryder. Like, I already knew who he was, and then was just like, okay, yeah, like, he goes from, like, having a giant axe to now he's got a fucking motorcycle.
Okay.
And so, like, I'm about to show you his Noble Phantasm for this, because you need to see this.
Yeah.
This is freaking absolutely hysterical.
Okay. But yeah, I'm making two One Piece cosplays for one of my friends, and at some point, I gotta get, hopefully I'll have props done finished this week. Alright, I'll watch it later, because I don't want to have any, like, noise going on in the background. And...
Yep.
But yeah, so hopefully I'll have finished my hardest prop that I'm making for one of my cosplays by the end of this week.
Good deal.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And fingers crossed on that because I really do want to get it done this week. So, like, I get the most complicated prop done and out of the way. And I could just, like, move on and just, like, not have to deal with it. Because it's already, like, it's going to take way too long. And, yeah, so I got to get my cosplays done for Otakon. Are you going to Otakon?
No,
okay. But you are going to Anime New York City, right?
I might not. I may be just saving money.
Oh, okay.
That may change depending upon you know, I'm trying to look for a new job right now, something that'll actually give me full time.
Okay.
So if my money situation improves, then maybe.
Okay. All right, because I have my lineup for New York Comic Con. I have my lineup for Anime New York City. And I now have my lineup for Katsucon.
Joy.
I know, right? Like, and I also have my lineup, which is already confirmed, like, a week after Anime Boston ended, for Anime Boston.
Though I will say, if I do manage to, you know, find some better income, that, you know, my cosplay options will open up as well.
See, that's why, like, I make everything.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, I wouldn't be able to make a leather jacket.
Well, that's when you buy and modify.
I have a leather jacket that I might be able to modify.
Yeah. Like, that's what you do. You either use what you have or you buy. Quality doesn't matter since you're going to be modifying it anyway. So you can buy on the cheaper end and stuff like that. That's what I usually do for my cosplays. And yeah, that's what, it's worked out for me. It's worked out for all of my cosplays. They've come out pretty well with, not making stuff from scratch.
Yeah.
Although, two of my cosplays, for next year, one for, I do have to make that from scratch, and I really need to get started on that, because if I keep putting that off, I'm like going to be swamped, and I'm going to like go crazy with not being able to know how to finish it. So, I will be making a cosplay from scratch, which I have not ever done before. So, that might take more trial and error options.
My Wolfric coat was making trash.
Which one?
My Wolfric coat was made from scratch.
Ah.
The big blue coat?
Yeah.
Although I didn't make it. I only helped with that. My buddy Steve helped me. We kind of put that together. Steve's up and going now.
Yeah. I have to contact my friend and be like, yo, I need help making this. And
yeah.
So. But yeah, that's, pretty much all of, like, my upcoming news in terms of cons and cosplay and props. So, we have 6 minutes left. What do you guys want to talk about to end the show?
Drugs, alcohol, crack cocaine. No, it's not. We could talk about making vampire lilies, but I don't think that would be appropriate, would it?
What?
Dance of the Vampire Bond?
I don't know.
I'm joking around.
Okay.
No, just a box set that I happened to buy a while ago. I'll tell you about it later on.
Alright.
I don't know. What can we talk about for 6 minutes?
Aaron, any ideas? You've been quiet.
Dinosaur DNA.
Dinosaur DNA. Don't
Are you
fuck
a clone?
With dinosaur DNA.
No.
I wonder how this trilogy is going to end.
It's going to end with another movie. Can tell you that much. It's going to be a trilogy.
I was actually thoroughly impressed with their director choice this time around. He did a lot better than the last one.
The last movie comes out in 2021.
Damn.
I hope it's Jurassic Park Extinction.
I don't know. I mean, like, could be the other way around. Let's see. Damn. There's really nothing else to really end the show with. Wow.
Yeah, we kind of hit a rock there.
We did. We kind of hit a rock there. So, you guys mind if we end early?
let's do that instead. You know, let's just pull the plug.
Exactly. Let's spare people the dead air. All right.
We're sorry, folks. You ran out of stuff to talk about.
Sorry, we ran out of shit to talk about. Thanks for tuning in to episode 52 of Geek Out with Pebbles. We will be back next week, same time, Monday, from 7 to 8. And like I said, next week we will be doing all spoilers reviews of The Incredibles 2 and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. So you have been warned right here. So please don't complain. You've been warned a few times already in tonight's episode. With that, give me a subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio to Geek Out with Pebbles and follow me on Facebook at DJ Pebbles at Geek Out with Pebbles. And good night. And yeah. So, good night, guys. Thanks for being on.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Good night.